commit my life. I commit these younger ones. I commit Pastor Sam. And I commit all his workers and all his leaders and all his sponsors and supporters and those who are giving him morale. Because the football people say that football starts from the farm. While they are clapping, giving morale. All those who are giving him morale, financial morale, mental, physical, every support, I pray, Father, everything put together, we take all of us to fulfill of our destiny in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Use me once more to be a strong blessing to the people of God this morning.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, I pray.
Amen.
You be seated. Remember yesterday, while I was talking, I told you about expression of the kingdom reality. And I told you that my topic seems look like theme is living in kingdom reality. And I told you yesterday that the kingdom of God is real. And I told you that kingdom of God is not mere religion. I told you that the kingdom of God is not a routine. I told you that it is not just church attendance. That the kingdom of God is a realm, is a throne, is a culture, is a life that God designs, is a building. It's a kingdom, is everlasting institution, is a system, is a structure that God himself built, designed, and predeterminated that it must be enforced. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
For people to live and manifest on earth, not just to view it, not just to say it, not just to think about it, but to possess it. That's why he said, the kingdom of God have come upon you. That's why he said that the government of heaven have taken over your life. That's why he said, if I cast out devil, and your children also cast out devil, in whose authority? In whose audacity, in whose system did they do it? And he made the Jew to understand that already the kingdom of God is within you. And we told you yesterday that if this kingdom is not within you, you cannot manifest it outside yourself. It's what you have you will give. It's what you know you will explain. It's what you possess. You will prophesy. If you prophesy because other people are prophesying, you don't have that audacity, you don't have that power, you don't have that resources, you don't have that capacity, your prophecy will just become vain and in vain. So I said that the kingdom of God is a realm, and it's a culture, and it's a life of God, and it's also a life that God himself have designed for every one of us. I pray you will be there. Remember, I gave you three revelations. That's yesterday. I gave you three revelations of the kingdom. I told you that the kingdom is the control of God, his dominion, his lordship, and his government over all things. His kingdom rules over all. I told you yesterday that the kingdom is the culture of heaven, the lifestyle, the value, the operational system of heaven being enforced in the earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is being done in heaven. Remember, I told you that the kingdom is the character of the king formed in the life of the citizens. That's why we're ambassadors. And that's why God has sent some envoys to follow us. And one of the things the old ambassadors know very well is their constitutions, even their national anthems, even their culture, the type American person cannot come here and begin to put Konkosa like the Northerners. It's never done. And they cannot be dressing like the Deltans or dressing like the Imo people. They have to dress with suit because they are representing America. And that's why we told you that the kingdom of God, one of the revelations God gave to us, is that we ought to represent, we ought to demonstrate, we ought to live in the culture of heaven. Worldly dressing, carnal way of doing things, natural way of doing business. Say that without telling lies, you cannot, you know, succeed. Who told you that? I'm a manufacturer. And in my own manufacturer, it has a strong intricacies because it goes with science. Now, my product, go and check it in the world market. Go and check it in Africa or in Nigeria market. Now, the normal thing people do in manufacturing of cosmetics is they go to internet, pick all the names they know and they don't know, and put it as the functioning. But normally people will always call me. Sometimes a lady called me. He said, I am in US, or in UK rather. She asked me a question. He said, are you the one producing this product? I said, yes. He said, believe me, I'm a barrister, I'm a lawyer. I'm from Yoruba land. Anytime I travel abroad, I buy your product and I don't sell it abroad. I just give it to white men. What I show them is what we are doing here is more than what they are doing over there when it comes to reality. Remember, we are talking about kingdom reality. Are you getting what I'm saying? And somebody called me again. One called me from US, another one from UK, another one from Cote d'Ivoire. He said, this year product, the write-up you put is lower than the functioning. I said, you know, I am representing a kingdom. How can I tell you this one does this one does that, this one does that? And after you use it for 1 week, 2 weeks, you won't see any evidence. I want to tell you something. When you live the life of the kingdom, evidence is clear.
Yes, sir.
See a Christian, you see him by his lifestyle. You see him by his dressing code. You see him by his, even the way he sit down, the way he eat, the way he talk, the way he pray, the way he greet people, the way he practice his marriage, the way he practice his business, the way he practice his work, the way he practice everything. That is the time you say that the government of heaven, the culture of heaven, the kingdom of heaven have been transformed into your life, in your lifestyle. That's what I was trying to tell you yesterday. And then I told you also, it started within before it can show without. The kingdom of God is with you. The emphasis is there. And I told you that same yesterday, emphasis, that we need to express it. We need to show forth. I told you three major things when it comes to show forth. I told you number one is transformation. For the kingdom of God is not in words, it's not in tongues, it's not by emotion, it is by righteousness, it is by peace, it is by the Holy Ghost, it is by love, it is by faith, it is by peace, it is by temperate, it is temperance, it is by, you know, demonstration of God's own nature. And that cannot be done unless you are transformed. And we did everything yesterday to make sure that the life of our youth, the life of our people are being transformed. Not just renewed. Something that is not transformed cannot be renewed. We told you, when this kingdom enters somebody's life, the first thing is change. And that change is internal. And that's what we call transformation. Righteousness, your choice, your conversation, your habit, your conduct begins to align with God's natural way of doing things. You don't struggle over it. You don't pretend over it. You don't, you know, sugarcoat it. You don't imitate it. Those who are living imitative life, adulterating Christianity, imitating Christianity, they are faking Christianity. God called them hypocrites. And he said that the hypocrites in Zion are afraid. That's how to know who is a hypocrite. Hypocrites, hypocrites in Zion are afraid. But the one that is transformed is like a lion. They are bold. They are confident. They are assured. They know what they have. They know where they are going. They know what they can do. They are like the children of Issachar. They know the time. They know the season. They know the tactics they will use to win at every given time, because it's in them. Their fiber, their system, their membrane, everything is generating that transformation. In fact, they are the transformer, and the light, they are transmitting it. And a transformer that is not transmitting light is a dead transformer. So your life ought to be transmitting Christ, transmitting Holy Spirit, transmitting every good thing. That's why Jesus said, let your light, already you are the light, because the light of the world is in you. He said, let that light shine. What is he saying? Transmit that light. Show forth that light. Demonstrate that light. Release that light. Let that light shine. And the question we want to ask, where is that light shining? You see, that's where we meet it. That's where we miss it at all times. We think that light supposed to be shining in the church. No. We don't shine in the church. You are light. I'm light. I am this. I'm a transformer. We don't need light in the church. What we need in the church is a physical light. Good instrument. Am I right? But you and I, where light is needed, where transformer is needed, where electricity is needed, is right where there is darkness. And that's why I'm going to show you a lot of things this morning, whether by teaching or by instruction or by training, that we must shine. Politicians doesn't supposed to outshine us. Yesterday morning, I wake up, I wrote to governor. By the evening, he tweeted me, he said, thank you 1 million times. He said, thank you 1 million times. Oh, I look at it, I say, thank God. When you tell the person truth, you are shining. Am I communicating? When you solve a problem, you are shining. Am I communicating? When you live a life of solution, You are shining. So what problem are you solving? What truth are you telling people? What light, what salt are you displaying among the people? There is a lifestyle that you will live in your family. You become indispensable. There is a kind of life. There is a kind of product. There is a kind... Oh my God, you don't understand. That's why some people, because they don't know the time, they don't know the season, they don't know the moment, they don't know what to do, they just enter into school. Yes, educated illiterate. You say you are an engineer, you are a professor, you are a lecturer, but actually you know you cannot solve any problem on earth. That's a problem. A lot of them come to our own terrain, manufacturing industry, but they are not solving problems. They are not relevant. They are not transforming society. So listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, workers, colleagues in the ministry, look everywhere, because everywhere there is problem. Everywhere there is problem. Problems in the marriage system of the world. Problem in education system of the world. True of us? Problem in the industrial way. Go to the world of cosmetics. I'm talking from within what I know. Chinese people, Indian people, Koreans, Lebanese, they all enter into production of cosmetics. But there is one thing that will make you to accept. When you know the need of the people, when you know exactly what people need, not what they want. Sometimes need and want is not the same thing. Everybody wants to run. Everybody wants to be a madam. What is the reason of being a madam? But those who know that the reason of being a madam is to be a mother to everybody, even to the husband. There are times you come home, what you need is the petting of the mother. And now that my mother is no more alive, the thing I'm enjoying now is that my physical, spiritual partner mother is alive. So when you don't know the need of people, you don't know the purpose, are you shining? You are not shining. You are making use of other people's light. How many other people will make use of your own light? You are just a consumer. You don't produce anything. And how long will we be consuming? How long will we be importing? How long will we be politicizing everything? People are looking for those who can produce system. Do you know that even system is being produced? So when we talk about producing, it's not only when you go and mold block. You say, I'm producing block. You can produce system. You can produce structure. You can produce idea. You can produce whatever you call it. I am charging you today that one of the key of the kingdom is to make you somebody that can give people solution to their problem. Problem is too much. Not just prayer, prayer, prayer. Fall and die, fall and die. God, pursue them. My God, why can't we pray and say, God, let the light of Christians, the light of ministers, the light of workers, the light of women, the light of men, the light of our ladies, the light of our youth, shine in our own generation. Just like David. What made him a relevant young man? He was a catapult boy. Is it true? He was a jitter boy. Is it true? He was a shepherd boy. Is it true? But David came to a time in Israel, and his senior brother, Eliab, asked him, proud boy, every time you are trying to, you know, show up. He told his elder brother, he said, one problem you have is ignorant. You are a tall man. You are a military man. You know how to shoot gun. You are a leader. You are a captain. But you don't know purpose. He said to the Elab, his senior brother, he said, can you allow me? Can you allow me? Can you recommend me to somebody? And before you know, that argument have reached the ear of Saul. And Saul said, there is a voice I'm hearing. And that voice is saying, who is this uncircumcised Philistian? It was that question that triggered the argument. Who is this uncircumcised Philistian? Who is this beggar? Who is this boaster? Who is this man that is threatening the peace of Israel? Who is this militant? And the people said, hey, David, small boy like you, 17 years old boy, where do you got this kind of audacity? He told his elder brother, he said, who knows? He's talking about knowledge. He said, who knows why I'm in this place for this moment? I'm not here to display argument. But let me be honest with you. Papa, the other day I was keeping my father's sheep and lion came and I solved that problem. I was bold more than lion. And I moved after the lion and I delivered the oas or the little one and I smote him. Because if he didn't kill him, he will come back again. I finished him. The other day, another type of lion, the same family of lion came. And I did the same thing. And right now, there is a signal coming. And that signal is that the way I killed that lion without gun is the way I will kill this man without gun. And the king, you know, when you have the solution, argument will cease. Is it true? When the kingdom really come, darkness vamoose. So while they were doing that, immediately the king said, let's try now. Elab did not talk again. We didn't hear his conversation again. That was the last time we hear of him. And that's why you should be very careful. The words that come out of your mouth. There is a way you speak unbelief. There is a way you speak ignorant. There is a way you speak fear. There is a way you criticize. And that will be the end of your ministry. You don't know. Some people have shortened their ministry. Remember the man who asked Elijah. He said, even if heaven opened, can this thing be done? Can this miracle? And Elijah, is it Elijah or Elisha? Elisha said, okay, you will see it, but you are not going to test it. You are going to bind yourself with your unbelieving word. So don't speak careless word. Don't speak unbelieving word. Unbelieving word have no room in this kingdom we are talking about. Do you hear what I'm saying? Don't be negative. That's unbelief. Don't be negative. Don't even look at people where things are going, just like what Pastor Sam is doing. I know. Even me as a father that I pastored church for many years, I have not gotten that morale to hold 1 week program. Do you know what it means? So how will I come and pretend I don't know what the guy is doing? I know what he's doing. I support what he's doing. I buy what he's doing. When I was coming in here, I said something. If he finishes this thing, I will call him and say, circle all your team. Let's go and repeat it in Anambra State. Because that is the mindset of heroes. From nation to nation, from kingdom to kingdom. And so when David said, okay, I will do. I'm a kingdom mover. I'm a kingdom shaker. I am a kingdom transformer. I am a solution myself. And the king said, let's try him. I will give you my, you know, clothes. I will give you my arms. I will give you my sword. And when he put it, he said, I have not proved this thing. I have not tested this thing. Even if I have not gone to sleep in the hostel, less than what I know is that if I write, my hand is a computer. Allow me to exercise my kingdom ability. Keep your carnal weapon. Because the Bible said that our weapons are not carnal. They are mighty through God in pulling down every stronghold. Let me use the weapon of faith. Let me use the weapon of confession of faith. Let me use the weapon that I know how to use. I'm a singer. My mouth is positive. And when the challenge came, he don't know that David used a lot of weapon. What weapon did he use? One, he used the weapon of testimony. Is it true? He testified before the king, he testified before the man. He said, look, what I will do you today? He used the weapon of now. Because faith is now. He said, right now, before 1 hour, if I will not cut your head. And remember that the guy was talking, he didn't have any sword. He have only catapult. He used the weapon of 5 words. 5 gene. That's 5 letters. That's what we call grace. That's what we call blood. That's what we call Jesus. That's what we call, Christ. 5 letters. He said, I have these 5 stones. If you put it together, it is grace. It is by grace we are saved. It is by grace we are made. It is by grace we will prevail. He said, oh yeah, now let's try now. He didn't talk about the catapult. He talked about the 5 stones. And he brought the 5 stones. Immediately he shoots. He used the weapon of positive confession. He said, you come to me in with carnal weapon. You come to me with human ideology. You come to me with defensive military strength. Your armor bearer is there already, coming and making all those noise in internet, noise in this and that. I'm coming to you today. In the name of the God of Israel. His name is Jehovah. He have never lose any battle. I'm going to cut your head today, man. Before he finished talking. In fact, the Philistine have not even finished. David draw and shoot him on the forehead. And he fell down. Today, we have a weapon. The greatest weapon in the kingdom. That's where I'm going to round up now by telling you how to enforce this weapon. Enforcement. Everybody say enforcement of the kingdom. Say it with me. Yes. Remember, I told you yesterday again that in this kingdom there is what we call abundant. Abundant of wisdom, abundant of grace, abundant of provision, abundant of the fruit of the Spirit, abundant of the grace of God, abundant of the gift of the Spirit, abundant life. He said, I come that they may have life and have it more abundant. And listen to me. You can't talk about the kingdom without talking about abundance. You don't talk about the kingdom without talking about provision. You don't talk about the palace without talking about, the things in the palace. That is why when we come to the ancient palaces and kings, they use this language in my own language. They said, Ife akon obieze. Do you understand the meaning of Ife akon obieze? Simple means that in the king's palace, everything is in abundance. If you need wine, they give you wine. If you need meat, they give you meat. If you need oil, they give you oil. If you need clothes, they give you clothes. So everything we need under the kingship of Jesus, under the kingship of the kingdom of the New Testament, under the kingdom of grace of God, under the kingdom of faith, under the kingdom of Christ and our God, under the kingdom of this new transformation, everything is available. Say availability of the kingdom resources. So can you afford this morning to go out today without the resources of the kingdom? Can you? Will you? Beat your chest and say, as for me, I cannot live here. I cannot go out from this auditorium. I cannot go out from this commission. Unless I receive all the resources, all the provision, all the abundance. Let somebody rise up now on his feet and begin to shout, abundance, abundance. I want to hear you clear, louder, abundance, abundance. Say, abundance in the kingdom, abundance in the kingdom, abundance in the kingdom, provision in the kingdom, plenty in the kingdom, glory in the kingdom, grace in the kingdom, faith in the kingdom, materials in the kingdom, resources in the kingdom, grace in the kingdom, plenty in the kingdom. Begin to shout, abundant, abundant, abundant. All you need. He will supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hey, somebody say, lift up your two hands and say, I am made, I am made, I am called into the kingdom to possess abundance. Can I hear your amen louder?
Amen.
You may be seated as I round up right now. Hey, it's very important.
Yes, sir.
I say it's very important.
Yes, sir.
Now, what I want to do now is to show you how to enforce the kingdom resources, the kingdom life, the kingdom provision, the kingdom mindset, how to enforce it into your life. That is the theme and the topic of this day. Enforcement. Everybody say enforcement.
Enforcement.
Of the kingdom reality.
Of the kingdom reality.
Now listen to this. The kingdom does not manifest by chance. Did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
What did I say?
The kingdom does not manifest by chance.
It manifests by intentional pursuit and spiritual force. Say it. Yes, that's why I want to get your attention. It manifests by intentional pursuit and the spiritual force. Now, the argument is not whether there is provision. We have established that. The argument is not the abundant. He have said it in John chapter 10, verse 10. He have said it in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 4 and 6. He said, my God will supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I came that they might have life and have it more abundant. That's the kingdom resources. But if it is just like that, just say it like that, see it like that, and seize it like that, all of us will have become tyrannous. However, something must to be done. Somebody will pursue it. Somebody will push it.
Yes.
Somebody will enforce it. I come today in conclusion of my sermon, in conclusion of my teaching, I am here as an apostle. I am here as a chief servant. I am here as a good father to enforce the kingdom life, the kingdom reality, the kingdom resources, the kingdom glory and power to enforce it into your life. And somebody say, amen.
Amen.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, stay where you are. Let me come closer to you. Number one is Matthew 11:12. Somebody read it for me.
Matthew 11:12.
Mm-hmm.
And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force.
Do you see that you don't wish the kingdom? You don't wish it. You don't just sympathize it. You don't just go to your room and sleep and say, "Thy kingdom come." You are watching film. "Thy kingdom come." Brother, what are you doing? I'm watching film. I'm watching Blue Tube. What are you doing, brother? I'm listening to message of Papa Obiora. My brother, the Bible says, walk out your own salvation. Those who are preaching, those who are teaching, those who are facilitators, those who are apostles, they don't carry two heads. You must rise and do something. You must take it. You must seize it. You must snatch it. It was our president that said that power does not come by wishing. Power does not come by saying, "I wish. Whatever happened, let it happen." No. It comes by snatching it. Let's coin it in another positive way. It come by fighting it. Is it true? He said that Igbo man never actually be a president. I can tell you the secret because I'm an Igbo man. I know everything about Igbo culture. We hate shedding blood. We hate fighting real. We can fight you with mouth. But when it comes to reality, the guy will tell you, "Nah, na kwam." Are you getting what I'm saying? And that's what Jesus was saying to the people. But listen, Obasan just said, it is do or die affair. I won't leave this thing for anybody. That's why I love Deltas and the Do people. They said, we no dey agree for anybody. If you agree with Satan, Satan ganyoge epaku. You hear me? If you agree with him, he will bury you and build his altar on your tomb. But there are people that said, "Satan, you cannot even come into my house. If you dare it, I will deal with you." And Satan fear those people. Did you hear what I'm saying? Satan fear those people more than anything. If Satan hear that they are going to crusade at Calabar, quickly they transfer their movement to another city. Because these guys, their enforcement. Why is it that some of these churches, like Mountain of Fire, that came few years ago, takes over Lagos? They know the secret. And this secret is what the kingdom of God is revealing to you in this meeting. This is not Polish English or Spanish English. If it is this way we are doing this thing, you know, go walk. We must go extra mile. We must push until we hear the cry of a child. We must push until we say, I will never take no for an answer. That is Jacob at the Jabbok. He said, "I will not let you go until you bless me." Do you know that Esau doesn't have that kind of kingdom mindset? If you talk a little, you say, "Okay, let me go." He told his brother, he said, "Brother, let us forget all the failures and everything. But can you do me a favor? Let's go back together to our land of nativity. So that when we go to that land, you will go tell them that I am the man's son." Jacob said, "I know they go with you. You don't have stamina. That's why you carry gun. That's why you are wandering from one bush to another bush." from one mountain to another mountain. I'm not a wanderer. Even though I fear because of my nature, I'm not a hairy man like you. But let me tell you, Jacob had this kingdom mindset. He said to his senior brother, "Listen, I'm a shepherd. If I cooperate with you one day, if you are hungry, you will shoot somebody to eat. Go your way." He persuaded him a little. He said, "Okay, bye. My brother, bye. My destiny, bye. My right, bye." Whereas his father have told him before that you will only prevail the day you will break the yoke on your neck. And then what did he do to Jacob, his brother? He submitted. He said, I'm sorry. All this my anger, all this my pain, I submit. Rule over me. When you go to the land of our nativity, take over. Build a city. Let it be called Israel. That's the purpose of Jacob when he was praying at the Jabbok. God asked him, "What's your name?" He said, "My name is Jacob, but I want you to transform it. I want you to change it. I want you to give me the future. I want you to make me the head of the 12 tribes of Israel. I want you to make me a founding father." And God said, "Your name is Israel, called a prince, and now you will have 12 nations under you." And he had that mindset. That's why when he died in Egypt, he told his sons, he said, "If I die, don't bury me in Egypt. If you bury me in Egypt, it means that Egypt has become our perpetual place. Take me to the land of promise." Brethren, you must have to make everything to enforce God's will for your life. To enforce God's kingdom. Because we are told when we were beginning that God designed the kingdom. Is it not true? Before he bettered the kingdom, he designed the kingdom. Well, after designing it, he said, "Holy Ghost, look. Jesus, look. 24 elders, look. 4 living beings, look." And they said, "Man originally is perfect." Every other thing he said, "Good, good." But when he come to man, he said, man is very good. You that is educated, what is the word very good? Perfect, excellent, alpha. So today, may I tell you, I'm not shocking you, I'm revealing to you that if you don't get into this mind of enforcing that nature, that design, where you are now, is it where God designed for you? How can we be in the country like this, in the country where God has given us natural resources, human resources, environmental resources, and all a small people, minority, will come and be ruling over us? I believe this thing must be over until you have that mind of enforcement, until you tell the devil, "I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to turn my back. I'm not going to I'm not going to let it go. I refuse." When devil sees that you are determined, when nature sees that you are determined, when riches see that you are determined, when holiness, that is the nature of God, see that you are determined, you have no other choice than to bless you. The same principle I saw in the life of Jabez. Atmosphere was not good for Jabez. Environment was not good for Jabez. Human being, we are not interested about the life of Jabez. He was born in shame. Nobody wants to identify with shame. Nobody wants to identify with failure. Nobody wants to honor or celebrate failure. Until one day Jabez said, me, the people that have been celebrated in the town, did they have 2 heads? And they said, that's Jabez. He said, "Father." Everybody say, "Father."
Father.
Everybody say, Father,
your
kingdom come.
Your
will be done
in my life
as is originally designated. What did God do? When he told God, one, God, let me tell you, I'm angry. Listen now, pass me well. I'm not happy with this. So I'm not happy at all. You see all my mates, you see all my people that are born in the same womb. They all have been this and that. And you see me here with deficiencies. You say, no, I cannot take no for an answer. Bless me, number one. Don't just bless me. Bless me indeed. That word indeed means bless me in abundance. Because you're a God of abundance. And then he told God again, if you don't do this thing, it will annoy me. And if it annoyed me, I will commit suicide. And my blood will be on your head. And people will ask, is it not this God of justice and God of fairness and God of equity? And God turned around and said, Jabez, my son Jabez, don't be annoyed. I will bless you. And the Bible said that God blessed him. And he became what? Hey, Oga. And when God blessed him, he became what? Eh? Not better. The Bible said in the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 4, verse 8 and 9, he blessed him and make him more honorable than his brethren. That's how to enforce the kingdom. Number one is prayer, until you begin to pray. Number two, principle of kingdom exploits and the kingdom reality and the kingdom resources and the kingdom, abundant is what? Is what? Ah, my God, am I communicating at all? I say resources, abundant. How do we get into it? Prayer. Let me tell you, persuasive prayer. Are you hearing me? Decisive prayer. Radical prayer. Praying without remembering whether you're a man or a woman. Come and see women that succeed in this life. I have one of them. I am her father in the Lord. A married brother, Bayo, in Lagos. And one day, he called me, he was watching. He said, Daddy, look at my printing press burning. He's burning, he's burning. I said, my daughter, don't worry. We can never take no for an answer. As I'm talking to you now, last 2 months or 3 months, he visited my house. He said, when that thing happened, they were in a rented place. And after that, she started praying. She started thinking. She started remembering that he have a lion that he called his father in the Lord. And he told Bayo, he said that my grandmama told me, Aname kodo la konye. That was when the grandmother loses husband with 8 children. So, alternatively, is to be a beggar. And he jumped up from the bed one morning and said, what am I running for? Look at the children that is before me. Let me begin to go to market. Let me begin to trek from Oruku to Otuocha to go and buy cassava and develop the cassava and eat the cassava and give my children the cassava so that the enemy will not laugh over us. And she remembered that word. Just like in the days of old, 1970 or thereabout, when Dick Tiger from South was boxing with a man called John Frumer. It was there. He was losing up and down. And Frumer was beating him left and right. He wanted to throw out the belt. And the wife came to Dick Tiger. I think Dick Tiger. And he whispered to his ear, said the tiger, remember your left hand. That's where your power lies. And the tiger came out and drew his hand like this and gave him one punch. And he died in the pitch. They carry his corpse out. Kingdom is done by persuasive prayer, decisive prayer, purposeful prayer. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Prayer to pull out the kingdom of darkness, to pull down all the wall of Jericho. It doesn't fall by chance. It doesn't come by sleeping. Some of you, anytime you come to church, you come empty-handed because you feel that you already know everything. Do you know that I will be speaking the way I'm speaking this morning?
Yes,
you don't know. You cannot underrate a preacher unless if that preacher is not from God. You don't know the angle I will call here when I come on Sunday. That's why you have to go and publicize. So number one is prayer. Are you hearing me? Number two is obedience. It's what?
Obedience.
Obedience is bigger than prayer. No matter how you pray, obedience and action goes together. Obedience and implementation goes together. Planning is good. Dreaming is good. Desire is good. But in obedience, you have to, do the will of God. Jesus said, I am praying. Don't you remember when he was praying there? The Bible said that the sweat that was coming out of his body turned to be a bunch of blood. But Jesus said, Father, Father, I have prayed, but this prayer is not enough. I am ready to do thy will. If thy will be that I will give my life, I give my life. If that will be that I will go to Calvary, I will go to Calvary. Because while he was praying at that time, he was in Gethsemane. You know the word Gethsemane is a garden where he normally resorts to rest and pray and refresh himself with the fruit of the land. And the Lord told him, Shebi, it is this breeze that is blowing in this place that is making you to say, Eve. You know that this word Eve is alternative. You know that this word Eve is alternative. But my will is ultimate, absolute. And so he said, Father, thy will be done. And the father said, don't ask my will. You know my will already. You will move from this garden to Golgotha. You will move from this garden to Calvary. You will move from this garden to the tree, not to the cross. Cross is the final. From Garden of Gethsemane to Golgotha. What is Golgotha? Where they lay people's head. The way of the dead. That's the meaning of Golgotha. From Golgotha, he landed at Calvary. What is Calvary? Where transaction is being done. I remember I have a man, because in those good days when I was young like you, I have streams of income. I am the one that taught my wife how to buy share. There was a time he bought a particular share and she jammed money. In those days, before share crushed, he called me and said, call the members of the family, let me give them. And I give you small. And every time I'll be weeping internally in me, I say, God, where is that good old days where this woman was buying share? It's because anything that enters into the hand of the Igbo man, it becomes Igbotic. It is when the Igbo man enters into buying and selling of share that share crash. Because they know how to crash. They know how to fight. They know how to, kill themselves. Hi! My God. One man entered to trade. He's a director of a particular company. But he didn't have full knowledge. And he didn't know when he opened a port. He said, bye, 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 bye. until the whole money that company have finished him by. And by the time he shoot up, discover that they have emptied the account of that bank in buying share. And as he was buying, the share was falling. He was sleeping. He didn't know when he pressed the button. And the button said, buy, 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 buy. So they begin to withdraw the money until the man looked up and discovered that all the bank deposits had been withdrawn. He slumped and died. Follow me. I'm talking about knowledge. Number two key is what? Number three now is what? Knowledge. So no matter how obedient you are, no matter how prayerful you are, go for knowledge. Do you hear what I'm saying? You must know the intricacies of the kingdom. You must know the intricacies of the kingdom. You must know the mystery of the kingdom. You must know how kingdom operates. Kingdom doesn't operate by talking. Kingdom doesn't operate. In fact, what multiplies the kingdom is discipleship. Not even program. Discipleship. That's one of the secrets of the kingdom. You must know the secret of the kingdom, the principles of the kingdom, the intricacies of the kingdom, the mysteries of the kingdom. You must know the system of the kingdom. The man that died, they call it, I've forgotten the name, they call it in Shia. Those, you must get license, and you must be certified before you enter the podium to tread. Common man like us cannot tread. Is it true? It's not everybody that will go upstairs there to preach. But before you go up there, before you become a state overseer, you must study to show yourself approved of God. You must know the principles that governs the kingdom. And I want to tell you some of these principles, and then I pray with you. And then I hand you over. By the time I come on Sunday, I'll be talking to you in left, right, front, back on the dividend of the kingdom. But now we are trying to raise you up to be a young man that have understanding in the kingdom. That's what Nebuchadnezzar did about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He brought them from the jewelry and he took them to science school. To study times, to study astrologies, to study magic. That thing is not witchcraft. To study that magic derived from mathematics. To study mathematics, to know the time and the season, to know what to do, to know how to navigate the kingdom, to know how to play. So when he said them, they studied, when they come out, they were first class people. And the king said, even if these guys from jewelry, from the Jew, from this, they are not illiterate. Therefore, I think the best thing for me to do is to set these people over to the people. And they become the leaders. How do you become a leader? You become a leader when you know how to do something and your leader doesn't know how to do it. How did Pastor Sam manage to be our state pastor? How? Did he have money? Is he old man? Is he this or that? No. The thing is that Sam knew how to do program. Sam knew how to relate with people. Sam knew how to greet people. Sam knew the secret that you cannot be great without giving. He gives a lot. When I send him to go and study abroad, if he come to airport, he empty his coat every time, dash it to people, and then take the jacket and move. So tomorrow you begin to knock head. No, you can't do that. Any man that must be dangerous in the kingdom must be a dangerous giver. Any man that will be great in the kingdom must learn how to take what we called risk. Is it true? You want to be great. Have you taken a risk in your life? You don't know that to have this 7 days program is to take a risk. I'm talking about knowledge. What do you know? What do you know how to do? People in this land, people, there is one graduate from University of Ife. He started making akara. And the people buying that akara, they nicknamed that akara, graduate akara. And the man will park his jeep by the corner and still be making akara. That's why if you go to Cameroon, the people that fly suya have jeeps they are using and they have their houses. But it's only in Nigeria we are doing things in a primitive way, doing things in an illiterate way, doing things in a crudish way, doing things in an analog way. No knowledge. Where there is no knowledge, you know what happened? People will perish. Where there is no knowledge, you know what will happen? Development becomes inevitable. Undevelopment becomes inevitable. You know, when there is knowledge, people will not improve. So today, I want to round it up by telling you, kingdom reality, improve yourself. Go for knowledge. Are you hearing me? Let's change from analog to digital. Now, digital is now under. It's AI that is on. Is it not true? So are we going to go for knowledge? If we go for knowledge, then what will happen? We take over. In this Nigeria politics, we will take over. In the medicine, we will take over. Shebi, you a doctor. Hi, my God. God do so to me and more also to me. If you will not do 12 times better, 21 times better than your own father. Amen. Because last week, I dedicated 80 years of your father. And I gave one cow. Why did I give one cow? To show him that I love good things. Why did I say that we will support this young man? To show him that we love what he's doing. Do you love what we are doing? Do you love knowledge? Do you love wisdom? Call him my brother. Call him my spouse. That's how you will progress. Stand on your feet. Stand. I want to pray for you. Your knowledge will expand. Your knowledge will increase. Say, I hear. Your knowledge will increase. Amen. You will get revelation.
Amen.
And it will open territories to you.
Amen.
Ignorant will lock up inheritance. Say no for you. Say no.
No.
Ignorant will never be my portion. Light is the key. Say it with me.
Light is the key.
To unlock manifestation.
To unlock my generations.
Generation.
Generation.
Say generation.
Generation.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So knowledge goes with revelation. Is it true? God will give you revelation of what you will do and you will scale through. In my courses of life, in my pursuit of life, every day my prayer is, Father, show me what to do. And give me grace to do what you want me to do. And give me the strength to pray. Because I know that if I pray, the will of God will be enforced. And when the will of God is enforced, when the will of God is done, I will reign. Are you ready to reign? This program will never let you remain where you are. You must go from strength to strength.
Amen.
You must go from glory to glory.
Amen.
You must translate history. Not just making history, but translate history to present and to reality.
Amen.
Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
This revival we are talking about. Somebody had the revelation of revival. Somebody implied revival. Somebody paid the price of revival. Somebody pray for revival. Lift up your hand and say revival.
Revival.
What is revival? Revival is extraordinary power and presence of God upon the people. Lift up your hand and say revival.
Revival.
Say revival.
Revival.
That will take me to another generation. Did somebody hear me clear? Are you ready to pray? Are you ready to ask the Lord? Are you ready to make history? Are you ready to be the David of the day? Are you ready to be honorable like Honorable Jabez? Are you ready to be the Esther, to be like Esther the queen? Do you remember what Esther said? If I perish, let me perish. That's what I call decisive decision. He said, if I perish, let me perish. Cannot remain here. My people are becoming slaves. Not under my watch. He said to Mordecai, go and gather the people for me and support me in prayer and support me in fasting and support me in waiting upon the Lord. And let me see that beggar that is called Haman. If after 1 week I will not hang him on the tree and on the gallows that he made for Mordecai, let me know. And he said, I will go. Hey, make up your mind. Am I communicating to somebody? Make up your mind. Say with me, oh Lord, I must change position. I must change level. Knowledge will make me to change level.
I must be promoted.
Knowledge will make me to be promoted.
Prayer
will give me access. Knowledge will promote me. Can I hear your amen like a thunder?
Amen.
Brethren, did you get anything? If you get anything, you wave your hand to me and say, I have received. Receive the key of knowledge.
Yes.
Receive the key of prayer.
Amen.
Receive the key of obedience.
Amen.
Receive the key of going higher.
Amen.
Receive the key of light upon your life.
Amen.
Let the light in you shine.
Amen.
Let the grace of God in your life shine.
Amen.
Let the miracle of God in your life begin to shine.
Amen.
Move.
Amen.
I say move.
Amen.
Move with power.
Amen.
Move with purpose.
Amen.
Move with persuasion.
Amen.
We are able to go up and take the countries, to possess the land from Jordan to the seas. Though the giant may be on our way to hinder, and God will surely give us a victory. Move on to the righteous side. Move on
to the righteous side.
Oh, move.